Who is Joanna Lopez? Is this person even real? Let's talk about it. January 14th, 1988, Channel 5 News posts a picture of a missing person, Joanna Lopez, right here. The picture is such poor quality that nobody can discern any facial features on her. Like, seriously, this could be anyone's grandma. Attached was the phone number to the Chicago Police Department. 3 years, the case went cold. In 1991, they posted the picture again. And now, for over 30 years, nobody knows who Joanna Lopez still is, or if she's even real. But many people on the internet came up with some theories about Joanna. Theory number one was that she was a runaway. This is theory number one. A lot of kids in the Chicago area ran away back. They assumed in 1988, the parents of Joanna originally reached out saying, please post our daughter so we can find her. She returned and then ran away again. And then in 1991, same deal. There's one big hole to this theory though. Usually when people put out missing persons report, they'll have their height, ethnicity, whatever included in here. She did not have any of that, just a picture and this number to call the Chicago PD. Other theories suggest that she's a Jane Doe, meaning that her name is just a generic, like Joanna Lopez, Jane Doe, John Smith, waiting to be identified and actually found. Nobody knows her true identity. I'm not sure what to think about this theory. And then the third theory is kind of dark. The third theory says that she got trafficked, possibly, and they're putting out as little details as possible to keep this undercover. Because honestly, why else would you use this horrible picture? If I put on glasses and put contrast to zero, that'll look just like me. The other theory is that she ran away from an abusive family. That kind of ties in with the first theory, though. But there have been a lot of Reddit threads. There's a whole Joanna Lopez subreddit. And a year ago, they said they might have found her, but I haven't read anything that confirmed that they found her. Take a look at this Reddit thread here, though. They got some leads on Joanna, they contacted a family member, but things got weird. They're discontinuing their contact because they don't want to drag random people into the spotlight who may or may not be related. And two, the person that came forward gave them disingenuous information and discomforting remarks he made in private. Maybe this family sold off Joanna. There have been a lot of cases of children getting sold off for people to pay off their debts. And the more I hear about this case, the creepier it gets. What do you guys think about the Joanna Lopez case?